is a dangerous part of town. The podcast is set up at.
It's a dangerous part of, not even a bad part of town, a dangerous part of town.
They got stabbed last week.
Are we rolling?
Yeah, but hang on. We're talking about Dave stabbing.
Yeah. He got infected.
Is he alive?
He stinks a little. It's the infection.
It's not a little. It's a lot.
It's not his body. It's the infection. We don't blame him for the stink. It's from the stab wounds.
Is that because he's close to you? You can smell the stink?
It's the AC's got the air bouncing back and forth, and it's kind of like, it's just a cold stink, so it's not so bad.
Yeah.
If it were hot stink, I would be upset.
It is. We do live in Texas, though.
So. Yeah, yeah. If the doors were open in here, I couldn't handle it.
So if there's heat, it stinks more.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever farted in the shower?
I feel like that's
no.
You've never in your life farted in the shower. Mm-mm. When you fart in the shower, it's instant. The whole shower just becomes shit.
Yeah.
I love that I'm here for this conversation.
Since you're warm, your pores are open, so you're actually absorbing more shit than usual.
Shit straight from your ass into every part of your body, in your nose.
Did you guys see that trending Reddit thread about the poop knife?
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
How are we kicking this off? You know what? No. It's fine.
The family poop knife. Yeah. And a lot of people were like, yeah,
the
man.
The family poop knife? Did you say family?
Have you not
family
heard of this?
As in like they communal?
All used it. Yes.
Yeah. It hung in the laundry room.
Yeah, it was like a hook.
You would yell for somebody to bring you the poop knife.
Why is the poop knife not in the poop room?
I don't know.
I don't know why they kept it in the fucking laundry room.
Because it was dirty.
But yeah, this guy is telling this story about how, you know, his family is like known for taking huge shits and you have to cut it in half to get it to flush.
It was like
known
by who? They were having to cut their turds into sections so that they could flush it.
That is almost as horrific as the cum box.
Well, this gets better.
Yeah.
He's like at a party or something and like a friend's house and he calls like for somebody to come to the bathroom and they're like, what's up? You need toilet paper? He's like, no, can you bring me the poop knife?
This cannot be real.
They're like, yeah. What the fuck is a poop knife? And that's when he like realized no one else has ever done this in their life.
You realize you're not like other people.
Yeah, he thought that just like it was normal for families to have a poop knife, like the family poop knife that's been passed down for generations.
Is so fucking gross.
Just a long brisket knife that's meant for cutting the shit.
That they're hanging in the laundry room, by the way.
Do you sterilize it between uses?
I think it was a picture of somebody posted a picture of it in that Reddit thing, and it was just a rusty like. A brisket knife.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sure.
Like rusty from shit.
Yeah.
God, why?
Sounds about right.
I don't know. But like there's pictures of those logs, of some of those logs. If you keep diving down that, they're curled up in the toilet.
Oh, this guy was keeping track of his family's.
Yeah, like other people were like, yeah, this is the kind of shits that we take. This
there's
is
like
why
a
we
shit
have to
log,
chop them up.
Like you have to-
it was like like a fucking forearm, like laying in a toilet.
I feel like a metal spatula would be better for this operation, not a knife.
Yeah.
Like, because that's got a long handle.
Yeah.
You can vertically just kind of chop it up real quick, flush.
Yeah.
And then you kind of clean off the spatula. But you're cutting it with a knife.
Yeah.
A couple times. And then you're going and hanging the knife when you're done.
Right.
In the laundry, but how'd you get the knife to begin? Did you like on your way to the bathroom? Do you go, I'm gonna need the knife.
Yeah, I feel like I have nothing to contribute to this conversation.
I'd be scared, like taking the poop knife.
This is just a learning, this is the learning station where you learn that sometimes people take forearm size.
I learned that I'm a little more normal than I thought that I was
in your life.
Yeah,
not once.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, obviously.
Sure.
Girl starts a girl.
That's how
it.
That
it's
works.
A girl.
It's a girl. Look at it. It's a girl.
It's a girl. It's just knows her shit. Yeah.
Right.
I would be really scared taking, like, you take the poop knife back to wherever it's kept, but, like, I would be scared because, like, you spread peanut butter with the knife, you lick it.
You think someone's going to grab that knife and be like,
just by habit? Like,
the other knives are dirty.
The knife's got something on it.
God.
This is turning.
Can you imagine watching somebody cut a tuna sandwich in half with their poop knife, like, a 15-year generational
poop
knife?
I fucking hate this.
Like, you're like, oh, God. There's nothing worse than
someone's going to die.
Yeah. That's how you get dysentery.
This is the brood witch.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I owe you guys some congratulations.
Okay. Sure.
Is it congratuli?
Sure.
Congratulatory celebrationist?
Glad we're switching gears here.
Yeah. we had to start strong.
Yeah, just circle back. Yeah.
You two have single-handedly created the most viewed video on Black Rifle's Instagram.
Along with Jack Mandeville. Key part of it.
Very key.
Yeah.
Wrote it. Scheduled it. Yeah, shot yeah. it yourself with
yeah.
Owen.
Yeah, I shot it on my phone, actually. I shot it on Heather's phone.
Yeah.
I was taking the order, and I had the phone, so I had to, like...
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You yeah. shot it on your phone.
Yeah, I shot mm-hmm. it on her phone, yeah.
Yeah, oh, wow. It's amazing what you can do with, like, no money. Can you imagine what we could do with so much money? We should do a movie.
Yeah. We should probably do a movie.
We should probably
We've been
do
talking it. About this.
Yeah.
It's time to do another movie.
I think that'd be a lot of fun.
There's a mm-hmm. lot of people in a lot of big places that have been saying we should do another movie.
I think that would be a good idea.
That'd be rad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, you die off 14 times throughout the entire film.
Why do I have back. To die? I have to die.
You're not technically dying.
Yeah, it's like Kenny from South Park.
Okay,
yeah,
it's fine.
Like you surprise. Just keep coming back.
You didn't die. And you're like, whoa.
It would be
he's
me.
Back. Yeah.
Would this be like a horror comedy genre?
I don't know. Whatever I don't know what we genre want, we would really. Do it. Yeah. I mean, we
that's
did,
the funnest.
I mean, I think horror comedy would be fun.
Did you B-horror ever read Roasted?
No.
That was really funny.
What is that?
Remember Roasted?
Roasted?
Where you and Jack are the henchmen and Brandon Rogers is Dictator Geisha.
That would have been
oh, it's a script you wrote. I thought you were like going, I thought you were like in high school. Did you ever read this there book, is, like Catcher in the Rye?
There is a 90-page screenplay called Roasted, which is really funny because.
You sent that to me. But it was 90 pages. So I wanted like a a synopsis. I wanted like a quick little.
So like, yeah, Caleb and Jack work for Brandon Rogers, who played Dictator Geisha. And Evan was kidnapped and has been missing. And we all go on this hunt to try and find Evan. But you've also been kidnapped. But you're like being tortured and like hung upside down. But like Evan, the only seat they have for him is a massage chair.
So what like, in the fuck?
Like, what the fuck?
Yours is like a terrible like metal chair.
And like something for the toy box killer.
And Jack and Caleb constantly talk about that their lifelong dream is to buy a pontoon boat together in every scene.
Yeah.
They keep bringing it back to even though you guys are prisoners, it's like they're showing you colors of upholstery and stuff to purchase this.
It kind of gave me like Korg. Vibes from
this is
Thor, like as if me and Jack were both different versions of Korg, and we're henchmen and we're doing our job, but like, you know, we're not really that interested in it. We're not bad guys. Yeah. Like we're just there. Like there's a part where Evan has to pee, and we're like, well, we don't have the key to unlock the chains, so it's us carrying like a recliner to like the restroom, and we're like holding it up, and he's like, he's just hanging, and we're like trying to help him piss, and he's pissing everywhere, and we're just like, oh no, like slipping in it and stuff.
Right.
And, This is like a.
I would watch the hell out of that.
Yeah.
Like, would that not be funny?
It's really good.
Yeah. For sure. It's this is giving weaponized autism for sure.
Yeah. What it is. Yeah.
Because also, like, you got captured and there was no reason for you to get captured. They were like, but wait, nobody else got captured. We're like, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know how she got captured.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, but we're like,
stupid bitch. Yeah.
But he's the henchman.
Yeah.
In this one. So he's like, sorry.
This is
we'd already hung Heather upside down on that like iron cross. Like, so the only other chair we had was this massage chair.
These sets sound elaborate.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Like, what is our budget for this 90 page?
Who knows?
You should
fuck off.
You should read the whole thing.
Oh my God.
You should read 90 pages of it.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
They did a good job. The guy that wrote it for us, like, literally watched everything.
Oh, you outsourced this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's a screenwriter. He came with me and Jack. Were you there that night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he came
to the bar when the bar was up front, and we just, like, vomited the most ridiculous fucking movie on the planet of, oh, what if we did this? What if we did this? What if we did this? And then he left for, like, 10 days and gave us this beautiful script.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sounds about like what I thought would be. Yeah.
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 I was impressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you impressed?
Yeah. I enjoyed it. Yeah. I thought it could have been really funny.
But I mean, I'm not married to it. We can just take some funny segments out of it. Yeah, we can
take parts out of it.
Like J.P. Sears was the head of a motorcycle gang. And there was a giant fight scene between all of us because all of us show up on one motorcycle.
How would you shoot that?
It's just got a bunch of sidecars.
It's got a bunch of seats.
Oh my God.
And we're dressed in cuts too. So we're like incognito. Uh-huh. And then we get in this fight with J.P. Sears and Brent Pella as the motorcycle gang. But in the background of Matt, like trying to have a conversation with JP as we're all fighting, it's just everybody's roundhouse kicking. That's it. It's just this montage of roundhouse kicks. Like, everybody just getting fucked up by roundhouse kicks. There was a lot of like Naked Gun involved.
Like that, dude. that those comedy movies, those hold up, man.
It's a lost art.
Those are still so fun. Hot Shots and
Loaded Weapon.
Yeah, those are.
I haven't seen any of these movies.
Those are still so funny. None
of them.
Funny.
Not one of them.
When you go back and watch them, they're still so goofy and so funny. There's like they still make me laugh.
15 jokes in every scene.
Yeah.
So while they're like telling a joke in the dialogue in the background, you've got the police like playing La Bamba and like doing the fucking
just random.
It's
shit.
Just stupid bullshit.
Yeah, I've not seen any of those.
You should watch them.
Yeah.
So there's something you could compare it to that I could understand. Wait. No. No.
She's
anything
never
Leslie Nielsen.
I feel like you really need to watch the Hot Shots for sure because it's Charlie
and Loaded
Sheen,
Weapon,
and it's like Rambo and Top Gun, like spoofs, but they're like they're still pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah. So I those would be a good one to watch.
Sure. Yeah. I'll look into
it. Well, if you could make a movie, what would it be?
Honestly, if I could try my hand at anything new, I would want to do a genuine short horror flick, like real terror. I would try my hand at like trying to scare the fuck out of people.
We have everything to do
that'd
that
be cool.
Here.
Like I would think fun. like a legit sleep paralysis. I know we spoof that a lot, but I think that has potential to be really terrifying. And I feel like doppelganger stuff is really untapped.
Yeah.
And I feel like doing like a mirror image of yourself is fucking terrifying. Some of the movies that I feel like lately have like dropped the ball. I had such high hopes for Antlers because, you know, obviously I love Wendigo so much. I had such high hopes for that movie and it was such a letdown.
Yeah. I only watched like 30 minutes of it.
Seen Smile?
Really?
I like that one. I feel like they did horror pretty well. Like
they did.
The creature was good. Really good. It was psychological. Really? At the end, like it was my version of like a perfect horror.
It had a good ending too.
Yeah,
like you weren't disappointed.
It was scary.
Is that the one that like a weird like skin face with like a weird smile?
Yes. Yeah. And they really genuinely like they do cheesy jump scares, but like they get you. Like I fucking hollered. Like I screamed out loud.
I heard such bad things about that.
I loved it.
Wow. Okay.
No, I really loved it.
Sweet.
Because I've watched, I think like I want my horror movies to either scare the ever loving fuck out of me or I want to laugh.
Yeah.
I want it to be goofy. Like I either want like Army of Darkness or I want like Hereditary.
A lot of people don't talk shit about it. I love to Drag Me to Hell. I thought it was.
I don't think I've seen that.
What? Oh my God. Really? Drag Me to Hell? You've not seen that? You have to watch it. Like you have to go home and watch
it goofy?
Tonight. It's like another Evil Dead movie. It's the same. Everybody's the,
oh,
the
shit.
Same.
Sam Raimi.
Yeah, it's.
I fucking love Sam Raimi.
Yeah, it's the same shit. It's so goofy, but it's so good. Oh,
okay.
You have to watch
no,
it.
No, yeah, I will fucking drag me to hell.
Drag
I'm
me
making
to
a
hell.
Note of
yeah.
that right
now. It's got Justin
hell.
Long in it. It's.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
That was another one that let me down recently.
Have you seen Drag Me to Hell?
I believe so. I'm recognizing it.
It's like where that gypsy puts a spell on the girl. And like they have like a goofy fight scene in a garage. Like it's so like you're gonna fucking it's like gross and like scary, but like you're kind of cracking up at shit. Like that's what it is.
No, I don't know.
You
if
need
I've
to
seen
watch
it.
Too.
I watched that new Justin Long one recently.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you watch Barbarian?
Barbarian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jack,
I enjoyed it.
Jack loved that. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I wanted it to fucking scare me to my core, and there are parts of it where like I genuinely laughed out loud. Where it's like they had a kind of humor that they brought back from like late night comedies that, you know, people don't do anymore much, where like I had a few of those moments, but I wanted it to be genuinely scary and it seems so like corny to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. My baby.
Yeah. I was like,
it was just so gross.
It's an hour and a half of my life I'm not getting back.
Oh, no.
Well, the first time you see it and it comes through the hallway and smashes that dude's face in the wall
I
was like, oh, okay.
The trailer was so fucking good, dude. Yeah. Like, whoever did the trailer, like, props to them.
What's that new movie that just came out? Meat Canyon just did a video on it. It's the A24 movie.
I haven't seen that yet.
Talk to Me.
I want to see that so fucking bad, dude. We tried to go see it, but it was all sold
they
out.
They said it's like
In the theaters?
Yes, right now.
Theaters are
I want to
selling
see it
out?
So yes.
They said it's like sold the out. Best like horror movie in like ages.
I can't
it's got that hereditary
wait.
Feeling to
it's,
it.
It's like
it?
A severed, or you get possessed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's like, they're possessed. It's like a really intense possession movie.
Yeah.
But
like people do it for fun.
Yeah.
Like
it was wrote by like two dudes that were just YouTubers or something. They did like goofy, like, well, not goofy, but like little horror skits and shit like that. And they finally got like to shot it right in a full movie. And this is apparently it or something. At least from what I gathered from that Meat Canyon video.
So bad,
but he said it was his, like, probably his
all time
favorite horror movie.
At at Film Riot, you know, they made a short called Tell that they were just doing a thing to show that you could make a good movie on zero budget. You know, all their lighting they bought from Home Depot, everything. But the short Tell is fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I love shorts, dude.
Like you need to watch that and like start writing.
Is that on YouTube?
Yeah. It's just called Tell Film Riot. Because here's the thing.
Like for what you want,
we have everything on site here to do. We have this fucking, you know, this house looks crazy behind a lens everywhere you go in it. So it's like we have everything we would need to do a horse short. It would take us a week, like everybody on hand to just fucking do it. We have Owen. We have everybody to do it. Like, we should just do it for Halloween.
It'd be fun.
For sure.
Yeah, that, do a legit short. Yeah.
I mean, we have enough time. We do.
Yeah, we literally we have could. Even if it was.
Yeah, if we shot it in September, we'd be ready for Halloween.
What?
We need to get him. All right, Brandon and I are going halvesies on Bruce Campbell's day rate.
Do it.
How much is it?
I don't know. We're gonna figure. Oh, that's where you come in. Yeah. So, okay,
I can find out.
So Jared is the collector of people. If we need anyone, we just go to Jared. He has something like on his website where it's like you have to be like either SAG actor or you have to be like legit. He's not gonna do parties. He doesn't want to be hired to come and go to your graduation. He wants to do legit
part.
So he needs to be like when you contact him, you have to be either like SAG actor or like somebody like on paper, like really
we
neat.
Have everything on paper.
Yeah. So like just somebody needs to organize that and get a hold of him, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, we could all do that collectively, probably. Yeah.
I've got a decent roll of credits as a EP and producer and things like that. So well, it's like, hey, I'm from this area. Hello.
Yeah.
Day rates, they're, I mean, Bruce Campbell.
Especially during the strike.
Yes.
Yeah, there you
Everyone
go.
Everyone wants Works to work right now.
Yeah.
But there is nothing to work on. So, I mean, this is the time now.
Totally.
For us to take our spot.
It's funny how, like, I feel like we collect people, too, because, like, even Corey Chase, like, we did that video with her a couple months ago. Her husband, like, texts me every week.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like, he here she is right eating, at, yeah. like, yeah, with I her little, you know?
Yeah, I just saw the new photos everybody was
she's
sharing.
She's wearing just the gear, and she's just, like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he texts you fun stuff. He's respectful towards me, which he doesn't. I mean, good for him. He doesn't have to be, like,
yeah. Bar. Dave, you know? Go to your camera. We can only see Donut. You gotta step around, Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon's in my shot. You can see him.
Oh, you can see him in your shot.
If he just there he is.
Old Mr. Meat Fist Herrera over there.
Why?
Just fucking bricklayer Herrera.
I was like, what?
Just go ahead and talk shit and I'll smash your fucking face in Brandon Herrera.
Punches me in the back of the head while I'm talking.
I call grown men bitches. That's who I am, Brandon Herrera.
Wow.
Jason's gonna get in fights for me.
I want to fight my friend. He's got a perfect record, bitch.
Yeah. He's got a perfect, my friend's a pro fighter. He's got a perfect record.
Yeah, to make me Watch call
you,
my friend.
Bro, he'll beat you so bad he'll lay railroad on you when you're done.
Wow.
You have a problem with me? Come fight my undefeated boxing friend.
Hey, take it easy, dude. I don't know
come on, man.
It's not that serious. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, you got a better record than iDubbbz.
Yeah.
God, his last content cop was on himself.
You just bleep that last part out. We edit the show.
Do we?
Or don't.
Do we?
I mean,
fuck it. Anyway, your movie.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. I really feel like just the perfect to me. I've watched a few. I've watched hundreds of YouTube horror shorts, and I feel like there's like a sweet spot of like 5 to 7 minutes where it's just like the perfect amount of time of like people's attention span, hooking people in and scaring the shit out of them. And there's some longer ones. Like there's one with a box that's pretty popular. I think it's got like 40 million or 20 million views or something. But I've always wanted to try my hand at that. Everything I do has some level of irreverent humor or goofy kind of campy comedy in it. And I've always wanted to do like pure terror horror.
You have to have a hardcore reveal too. Everyone's like, oh, I don't feel good.
there's a YouTube short called Don't Peek that scares the shit. I was like, this is so good. Like, and it was just some girl like playing on her, like her Nintendo Switch or whatever. And it shows her like as an avatar in her own game. And then it shows something else in the room with her that she can't see. It's so fucking good. Hmm. It's so original too. Yeah. I haven't seen that done before.
Oh, have you seen the new Black Mirror?
We watched the one with Aaron, the guy from Breaking Bad. Aaron Paul.
I forgot which one it was. Oh, Aaron that was Paul, the space one.
The space one. Yeah. We watched that
one. No. The one before that where like the chick goes home and puts on Netflix and Netflix show is about her.
Oh, I started that. I watched like 10 minutes. I didn't finish it. Was it worth the watch?
Yes, it is. It's very deep. There's a lot of layers.
I've always had a movie idea that I've like wanted to do. Or I just, you know, I don't know if I want to do it, but I just think it'd be like a good movie. I don't know if it's been like sprung from something that I've seen, maybe possibly, and not remembered. Should I even say it? Should I just like, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it would be a good movie of some dude, you know, busy life, just normal 9 to 5, whatever, and family and kids. And it's just like, you know, not enough time. Like he's working, he's trying to hang out with the kids and the families, not enough time. And just one day he just is like, I wish I had more time. I need more time. And something happens that leads up to time just stops. And it's just him. Everything's stuck. It's like the middle of the day. Nothing's moving. He like comes downstairs. He doesn't really notice it at first. Comes downstairs, like maybe the wife is like doing something, and he's just like, bye, you know, I'm late for work. Bye, I gotta go. And he walks out the door, and he just like he's, you know, in his head on his phone, whatever, trying to do things, and like you just see things like nothing's moving,
honking at a stoplight.
Nothing's going on. He's like, what the hell? And then it just like he's like starts to realize that, like nobody's moving, nothing's moving. There's like a bird, like birds are stuck in the sky, like just nothing's moving. And he starts to like freak out. He goes home and like he finds his wife, and she's just like, you know, somewhere
frozen.
Yeah, in the, you know, the bedroom or just wherever, like in maybe she's in the bathroom, like doing her makeup or something. And she, that's just where she's at. And it stays like this. And he's like, I've got all this time. Like, what do I want to do now? And it's like he's enjoying it for a little while. And then it's like years pass. Like he doesn't really know because it's time, but it's like he like maybe his full fucking huge beard and it's the same time. Like this goes on. And so he's just like goes on like a quest. He's like driving across the country, like weaving in and out of traffic and stuff. He like goes and sees all these like beautiful places around as much as he can see in like the country. And he's just like fucking lonely and he's like by himself. And it just comes back to like eventually he comes back and visits his wife like regularly and just sits and like talks with her in like wherever she's at. And it's like sad. It's like an intense movie.
It does very sad.
Yeah. But it's like he's just like fucking lonely. He's like losing his mind. And it gets to the point where like he's like thinking about killing himself. And like, you know, like he wished that he just like spent time better that he like when he had it. Just kind of one of those things, like he, you know, appreciates time more. And then whatever thing happens, he's like, you know, there watching the sun wherever he's at. Something happens and everything just starts fucking like moving, and like and some, you know, revelation happens and shit's moving again. And then he makes his way back home and she's there putting her makeup on, finishing, ready for the work. And then he's like all straggly and she's like, oh, she's like, what? Like, and he's just like, just so elated to be back. And then that's just, it fucking ends. And now we're going to find out how much you guys actually care about us. We're going to talk about some of our sponsors, but just so you know, we would never, I mean, never advertise anything that we don't actually really like or use regularly. So stick around.
If you're like me, you love spicy foods, but you hate it when the spice you use changes the taste. That's why I found Firecracker Farms Hot Salt. What's that you say, Caleb? It's salt that's hot. To add heat to everything that you cook.
Everything is better with hot salt. Eggs,
sure. Yeah.
Most meats.
Duck eggs,
especially duck eggs.
Popcorn. This is great.
Spice it up a little bit.
Is great for popcorn.
Yeah,
and it comes in this awesome stainless steel. Like,
yeah, that's nice. A little stamp, a stamp of hot salt.
It's amazing.
It's so easy to use too.
No, this is it. And then he also has the Scorpion Ghost Reaper Pineapple Express here.
What?
Yeah, you don't. I don't even think you want to try.
Is that an eyedrop?
Yeah, it is an eyedropper. So this one, it's and this is real glass too. Yeah. So you know it's spicy. It's
spicy. That's kind of scary.
Well, what would this not be good on, Caleb?
Slugs.
Oh God,
for sure. Spicy salt is a slug's worst nightmare.
That's like double death.
Double death. The salt is already, you know, a quick.
It's like acid to them, and yeah. Now they're going to be
hot.
They're going to be hit with Scovilles while they're melting. Ow, their body is melting.
It's like if a person got shot with a bullet, but the bullet was made of lava.
Well, everything is better with hot salt.
Literally everything.
Except for slugs.
Except for slugs, yeah.
So visit firecracker.farm to get yours now. Oh, fucking hot salt.
Did you put too much in there? Jeez. A whole handful of it.
Cut. Don't put this in the ad.
It's like pepper spray.
You know what I love, Caleb?
What?
Killcliff.
It's pretty good stuff.
This new Ignite Cherry Lime Grenade, it's to die for.
I really enjoy the orange.
And, you're the orange man.
Yeah,
huh?
I'm the orange boy.
You've got Cherry Lime Grenade here, and you're talking about oranges?
It's good, but man, it's like a carbonated orange juice.
I don't even think cherries grow in the same states together with limes.
Probably not.
Merge them together is almost like an act of science. And that's what Killcliff did. They came in with science, and they merged cherries and lime. All natural freedom here. This thing is delicious. It wakes me up. I love it. It's a good recovery drink. Killcliff also offers some of the best CBD drinks out there for recovery. This stuff is great. We've been in cahoots with Killcliff for many of years. They were one of the very first sponsors on our movie Range 15.
Wow.
And as a matter of fact, that may be something else we can talk about, Killcliff, is when you mix this with Leadslinger's whiskey, it cures zombieism.
Wow. You just build your own Four Loko, basically.
No. It cures zombieism. This is a medicine.
It's like a good Four Loko. Like a potion. Four Loko if it was an elixir. Yeah, I really like that it's not like a crazy amount of caffeine, because there's a lot of times that I want a good energy drink. Like, I like a carbonated drink. That's me. I always like having an energy drink each day, but there's sometimes I'm like, I've already had too much caffeine today, but I want something that's like flavorful and has a little bit, and Killcliff does it for me. It's really nice. It's got those natural like juice flavors in it, so it tastes real. So that's one thing I really appreciate.
And they've really upped their shipping game now. They can get this right to your door. Just go to killcliff.co. Get yours today.
Wow.
There's cops at the house. They're like, sir, you have raped 8,000 women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. No, literally.
There'll be plenty of, because
he realizes after a while, he's like,
yeah, I guess I could have sex with anyone. I think it would be funny to throw like funny beats in there, something like, you know, his wife's frozen and he's like really lonely. So every now and then he honks a titty or something. And just like, he's like lonely and he's just like, lonely and he's there with his wife or whatever. And
even that sounds sad. Yeah, Caleb, that sounds sad as fuck.
Yeah, I think it would be a sad movie.
The light bulbs burn out.
Yeah, just like nothing moves other than him. And he's getting like full fucking beard and shit. And it's like, it seems like years have passed. And he's like, oh, I got to go find like the fucking meaning to all this, and just travels. And
do you think ice stays cold?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, if time doesn't change, then yes.
So, if he goes into a bar, like the ice and the beer and stuff still there.
Yeah, like there'd be plenty of cool scenes where shit like that's going on. Like he goes somewhere and like he's fucking just like eating food out of places. Like he goes into random restaurants and people are like sitting down having dinner, and he's going to each person's plate and like trying their food. Like there's a lot of scenes where he's having a fucking fun time. And he's just
even
like
that
doing
sounds
whatever.
Sad. Oh, yeah, all it's going to be kind of sad. But like,
he couldn't ride any rides because they would all be in the middle of it.
Yeah, nothing moves. That
wouldn't work.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like things
driving across the country would be hard.
Yeah, yeah, because he's weaving in and out. I think there are like scenes like maybe he gets on a fucking jet ski for a wave, and like there's like waves that are like mid break and stuff like that, and he's like jumping on like just like random fun shit that he's doing like while time is frozen.
He's just like jerking off a horse.
Yeah, he's just like doing great. Like he just sees
that wasn't Freddy Got Fingered.
He just like sees the horse that never comes shit going on like all the time. But like I think it could just be a really cool movie and then have like a you know. A cool meaning to it.
Yeah.
No, that's really good. That's
That could be really
sad,
creepy.
Though. Yeah. That makes me terribly it was
like
sad.
It'll give you that feeling of like
I hate that
like
feeling. Despair. That made me feel the way I felt when I watched Interstellar.
Yeah.
Well, I hate that feeling.
AI.
Yeah.
That one where the robot's like, oh my God.
I hate
Yeah, dude. Just like there's nothing you can do. Like you're fucked. Everything's there, and like, but it's not there. Yeah.
Interstellar. You're just like popping down to a planet real quick and coming back fucking, in 800 years.
Can we go back to poop knife jokes? Yeah. I'm so sad now. This says 69. Yeah. I just realized it. I don't
did
know.
You? Did you? Didn't you? Remember I told you to watch the universe? Like
no, I did not do.
You
that.
Didn't do that,
Jared.
You,
I did not do that. Oh, I did not do that.
But, don't nobody steal my movie idea.
Yeah, don't.
No, because they're going to slit their wrists while they're filming it.
Uncle Poop Knife.
One day
I'm going to
make it. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. God, obscene. Yeah. Jesus.
I think you should train to be a dirt bike rider this year.
Absolutely the fuck not.
Why? Anyway. We could get you in like
I have a
Brandon was a professional boxer this year. You can get in a motocross is like, event.
A man. Who does listen? He doesn't have my he doesn't have biological. My track record.
Right, prove it, Brandon.
Wow. He does not have my track record of ending up in the goddamn hospital. This is like the longest I've gone without a hospital visit.
Yeah, so that means that's great. Let's get you on
it's
a dirt
time
bike.
For a new one.
Let's get you on a dirt bike.
Time for a good
dude,
one.
Dude, you have we could set you up with the best people to train you, and we could get you in a pro race like right off the bat.
No. This is why you have children. You make them do that.
Yeah.
Okay. What about a drag race? Could we get you in a car to drag
you
race?
You could get me in a Barbie Jeep.
You could drag race those.
Remember the Barbie Jeep fucking open?
Yeah.
You promise?
No.
That one's the one where you get the most fucked up.
Yeah.
The Barbie Jeep's where you get
that's
really
the one
hurt.
I die
that's where you get paralyzed.
R.I.P., bitch.
Down the mud hill and going up this giant God, jump and smashing into the
it's
water.
It's not even a jump. It was just a cliff. Cliff.
Oh, I saw the footage from y'all's fucking
so you
trip
do the Barbie Jeep?
No. Oh,
that's what you've already chose. God. You've already said it.
I was fucking
tandem,
about.
Tandem skydive.
No, fucking. I don't do skydiving.
It was a beer pong tournament.
Whoa. Anyways.
Submarine to the Titanic.
I have one of the always, okay. I have always wanted. Okay, fuck that. My dumb stepdad's drowning in a submarine. I'm rocking at the Blink show. I'm gonna get his money.
Is this a
my
song?
Dumb stepdad's drowning in a submarine. I'm gonna be a billionaire, and all I did was nothing.
I did not heard this.
What is this song?
Good. Sounds really good.
It's on. I don't know. It's not on Instagram Reels. I got fucking hammered in South Carolina. It's all I sang for like an entire night. It's very
That's
bad.
Great.
I'm so sorry
That's
to
a
all
good
of you.
Song,
I mean, I did find this Christian rap song. Yesterday about stop jerking off. I think I sent it to you, maybe.
I don't think so.
Maybe I didn't.
It was real, not parody.
Was it good? Did you stop jacking off?
I'm not sure if it was parody, but it was decent.
It was
pretty good.
I mean, I think he's pretty serious.
Damn.
Yeah.
But it was like a stop smoking ad.
Yeah.
Because when you're a smoker and you see a stop smoking ad, you're like, damn, I need a cigarette.
Damn, that's me.
Yeah. So you sent me that video and it was like, 3 minutes of telling me not to jack off, so had to go jack
to look
off.
At something weird,
right?
I guess
it's a very weird. Anti-porn.
It's time
video
to go to 394 page of fucking Pornhub, whatever YouTube allows. Sorry,
I've been doing a thing where I make myself choose from the first page, whatever site I'm on. I'm like first page, it's it.
I want to talk about my. I probably shouldn't talk about my next video until it's released, right? Babe.
When do you release it?
I shouldn't talk about my next video until it's released, right?
Which one?
The comments.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
When is it releasing? Because this isn't releasing tomorrow.
It's not releasing tomorrow?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tell them. Give them a little
teaser.
So
teaser,
I sifted through the comments of Corn Tub, so you fucking didn't have to. I watched some weird shit, And I've decided to dive into the kind of, you know, the psyche of the people who you leave comments on porn videos. That's
probably the depths of hell.
Yeah, it was interesting. I found a lot of cool shit. After about a few hours of that, I had to walk away and go lay down for a little bit. I had to pray to the Lord. Yeah, I found the Bible app.
Describe to us some cool shit that you found.
Something about like jerking off and coming into my own mouth or something. I went down like the deepest, darkest, like.
This is what they're writing? Like they're.
Oh, no. Okay. So here's, I'm not going to like, there's people animate anything you can think of. It's animated.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Everybody, the whole cast from Scooby-Doo having gangbangs. I didn't fucking find that, but I'm just giving examples. But it's interesting. It's going to be a good video, I think, if YouTube allows it. Probably not.
Yeah, I just had heard that there's like a whole sub fetish of Zootopia people that are obsessed with Zootopia.
Have you seen the rabbit?
Like bestiality, right?
It is fucking babe, dude.
It is not just Zootopia.
I would fuck that rabbit. Wow. Because it just stems back to fucking, what was her name?
Jessica Rabbit?
Jessica Rabbit,
no,
yeah.
Not for me. Jessica Rabbit was a little behind my time.
She looked more like an
I'm talking
ant.
The other bunny. Lola.
Lola.
Oh, Space Jam.
They took away her titties.
Dude, yeah, I didn't even watch that once I heard that.
They took away her titties.
I was like, you're not going to take away my rabbit's titties.
They took away...
No Space Jam movie of mine has rabbits without tits.
Do you
think, tell me that?
I've always wondered that. Do you think like the people that work on these computer animated movies like take the models home and just start making hardcore porn with them?
Well, they
why wouldn't they?
They found all that stuff that the SpongeBob creators did. Did you see that recently?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the actual illustrators and stuff. They would make porn all the time of all of them fucking each other and stuff. You can like look at it now. They have like rough sketches of like Patrick like pounding SpongeBob from behind while he's sucking Squidward and stuff like that. Like these were the creators.
That's what you're drawing is the three men.
Yeah, they're just like,
nobody fucked Sandy?
Yeah, she was kind of
what about Pearl? What about Mrs. Puck?
Yeah, where's the girl?
Where's the lesbian cartoon fish gangbang?
All the boys just fucking doing the train. Was it last episode when we talked about
Cat Dog?
We did talk about that. But was it also where we talked about all the like comic book porn that people did?
I think so. I don't know.
I couldn't remember if it was just off the podcast that we talked about that or on the but yeah, they make a lot of cartoon porn, but yeah.
But like if you're at Pixar.
Yeah.
And
you're drawing all these thick ass women too.
Do you go home with
those moms have absolutely dump
like,
trucks.
Hey, because again, like in these 3D models, you have to dress them. Like you make them naked first because you make different outfits and shit. Like,
dude.
Yeah, are these people
beating off all day?
They're
dude.
Like, oh, dude,
they're animating and they've got one hand that's fucking lotioned up all day long, dude. That they're just animating, cranking.
You don't think? I mean, I think at that point they would just mount the fleshlight to
like
their
fucking
desk. Like
just build a machine so they can just like fucking machine
they're
while
just got
they're
one of them fucking stand up desks. Yeah. It's like
they 3D print something to fuck them while they're animating and something just sucking their dick
like fleshlight
while they're drawing cartoons for
released
children.
The Avatar fucking fleshlight. Like,
oh yeah, we should get those, dude.
We should
write fleshlights. We should get them and write them on here. Each episode, we're like, all right, we tried the new fleshlight.
No, we should have like a checkout in here, like on the wall, where it's like, oh, do you want to check one of these out?
Like you're renting movies. It's just a shelf of cool fleshlights that you can fuck. There was one of that was like Hulk Hogan's mouth.
Oh, no, get number four. Number three came back dirty. We haven't cleaned it yet.
We haven't cleaned it. And it just says, be kind, please clean.
please hose out.
Run through dishwasher before we turn. Oh, shit. Yeah, we should start a cool collection of those. But for real, though, we should collect cool pussies. But yeah, they definitely, those dudes animating all these people definitely.
No, the only comic book character I ever thought, wow, whatever.
He's been sucking down them good boys. Yeah. He's got a piss. Yeah. He's got a fat piss too.
Full of it.
Right. That was it.
I'm drawing the line at pussy collection.
The only comic book character that I ever like kind of was when I was reading, I was like, this dude needs to get laid was Johnny the Homicidal Maniac. Do y'all ever read? Oh, just never, me and God. Well, that explains a lot about me.
You thought you were like, man, this guy needs to get laid. You weren't like, I need to fuck this guy.
No. Okay, well, okay. No.
Wow, this guy could use some
pussy.
I'm like, man,
maybe he'd torture a lot less if he fucking came a little bit more.
Okay.
No, but he was the character. I was like, man, this guy needs a girlfriend.
Okay. Okay.
I was like, this guy needs to date.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, he tried and then he failed. And I was like,
what's the, if any at all, what is the first cartoon character that made you feel something inside?
Oh, like I had a crush on?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a cartoon character crush.
What?
You're not normal.
You're not being truthful.
No, yeah. I'm not.
Someone's
No. Okay, can I tell you something almost worse though?
Okay, even better.
My first crush when I was 11 years old, who I was obsessed with. I had posters and pictures all over my wall. I would go to Blockbuster. I would get all of like the little Blockbuster booklets they had and would rip out the pages and I would pin them on my wall. Was Nicolas fucking Cage. I was obsessed with that man. Gone in 60 seconds. Fucking,
did it for you?
That's good. Okay. He was the love of my life when I was 11, 12 years old, which I don't know any other 11-year-old girls that had a crush on Nicolas Cage, but that was...
That's
arguably worse to me. I think as a child, I probably should have had a crush on a cartoon character.
You should get some Nicolas Cage pillows.
I was obsessed with Con Air. When I was... Here's why I do
Hot
not...
Ranger.
I have a fucking issue with the Kentucky fucking public school system. I wrote, like, they had writing prompts on the board, and I would write these extensive fucking, not only horror stories, but I went back and I found one of my journals when I was like, how old are you in fourth grade? Like 8?
Yeah, something like that. Sure.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And I wrote, wow, Cody. I did it. Yeah. So I was 11, or it started when I was like fourth grade and then like progressed until about, yeah, it was pretty bad. Anyways, I wrote this entire fucking like several page. I'm going to have to find it. I'm going to come back on this podcast. And I'm going to fucking read it about how it was so fucking cool about how like they got to stab these needles into their hearts to like save them from this poison nerve gas and shit like that.
That was Rock.
Con Air and Gone in 60 Seconds were my three, like, that was my holy trinity right there. Okay. At like 11-ish years old. Movies.
Okay. So Nicolas Cage, no cartoons, only
just Nicolas Cage.
Did you watch, I know a lot of people shit on it, but the Ghost Rider, did that?
I didn't watch it. I think that was past my, I think
the crush was gone.
Yeah, yeah. I was like,
because he
came out later.
Take any role, don't you?
Yeah, he got nice and shredded for that movie. He was like greased up and naked.
No, I don't. I didn't watch it.
What about Face Off? What do you rate that?
I watched that too. My parents just let me do whatever the fuck I wanted when I was that age.
We can tell.
Yeah.
All right.
We can tell. So, yeah.
Jared, did you have any cartoon crushes?
Well, first one is going to be Ariel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How do you? She doesn't. Okay.
What?
That's the fun
redhead.
Part. That's the fun part.
Like fish parts.
The fish puss.
Wow.
I meant like when she was like, you know,
she became real.
She became a human.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're like tempted at first. You're like, man, what a babe. If only she had human puss.
Legs. And then you're like, she does.
Dreams come true.
Okay,
oh my God.
But then what would you rather have then in that situation? Is like, you'd rather have the human torso, right? As opposed to the fish torso and the human lower half.
What do you mean?
That's the better half, right?
Just imagine.
It's a woman sticky.
Woman puss and legs walking around. And it's just a big
fish head.
It's like a big carp at the top. It's just like two little fins. It's like gasping for air.
Yeah, I gotta put you back in the bathtub.
Fuck, so stinky, but like sweet ass, cute vagina.
And the skin turns into scales.
It just slowly becomes slimy. Scales. It's like just fucking prime lower half.
Oh,
but
God. That's my fault.
The upstairs, it's literally eating shit from the bottom of the sea. Bottom of the sea.
It's just gas.
Yeah.
Until I get it back in the pond.
And then every day
I have to try and capture this thing.
Yeah.
Like it's just got legs.
It's kicking you. Yeah. It's kicking the shit out of you. You're like, I'm trying to make out.
Hold its head in the water while you're fucking.
Its head kids in the tub.
It calms down.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, I can breathe.
Oh, my God. My face.
It feels good.
Yeah, my human pussy. Yeah, I don't think I would choose that one.
God, I mean, fuck it. All right.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would do it.
I mean, I would have to construct a really nice pond for it.
Does she have a wig that we could put on her?
That you just, like, staple gun it?
Staple a wig to her head. There we go.
It's just a stapled red hair.
A little bit of blood.
Yeah, and its eyes, one eye is drifting.
You're just pounding the shit.
You're in the drive-thru with Sonic with this thing that's just like,
can I get an ocean water, please? No, I wouldn't choose that one. I would probably have sex with it, but I'm not going to choose that one.
For the rest of your life? You're just married to Fish Girl?
Yeah, what is that?
I didn't say marry. I said which was better. Fuck, y'all. These are both abominations of nature. God.
Yeah,
this is bad.
The other one can talk, has tits and like a mouth, and is like pretty cute.
I mean, but we don't know. They never show you. Like, what if Ariel the mermaid like bends over and that thing's fat hole?
a big hole or just like a blowhole?
No, that's not where they breathe.
I know. I'm just saying, like,
breathing from their ass.
I'm like, what do you think it is? Like, just a big vagina. Yeah. Oh God,
it's just beefy.
Oh, but like fish-like.
What's fish-like?
Because it's the lower half of her, so it's gonna be fishy. So it's
just a straight hole.
It's just like a fat hole, a fat fish hole.
It just keeps busting a bunch of eggs out of it all the time.
I don't like that.
As soon as
you're done, like, eggs start blasting.
You have to eat the row.
Oh no, sheets are ruined.
Stinky.
Yeah, they're like giant salmon eggs. Like just 600 of them just coming out. Like,
Oh,
more like softball.
Escargussy.
I don't like that one.
That's pretty.
I think Lola was my first cartoon.
Okay,
I feel like I can remember, like, that could have been at the moment. That could have been my first boner that I remember.
Wow.
I think I could have been watching that and been like, "What's going on?
I don't think I had any. I'm trying to really think. That's why I threw out Nicolas Cage, because that was my first crush that I remember in my brain, where I was like, this is unusual.
Yeah, I mean, I was probably like 5 or 6.
They also didn't like overly sexualize dude cartoon characters.
They didn't. Chicks are way over sexualized.
Johnny Bravo. Damn.
He was like a parody. He wasn't.
Yeah.
He was goofy. I always thought he was a goofy bastard.
Yeah, it was.
I always thought he was like a lovable.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
As you get older, you go from like, oh, that's goofy, funny cartoon, to like, good God.
Your best friends?
Oh, he's so horny.
Oh, okay.
Johnny Bravo is down bad. I never watched it.
I was too old.
Yeah.
Oh, no, well, that makes sense.
He was just a big beefster, and he was not getting any.
Oh.
Or do you remember the Duke Nukem games?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You push face parts on the stripper.
Dude. Going to that strip club the first time, and then when you do something and then all their tits come out, I remember being like, what? I remember like looking at my bedroom door and being like, because I was just waiting for somebody to walk in right as the tits came out.
Space bar, you throw money.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
Wait, was Duke Nukem the thing that's like, I came here to kick ass and chew bubblegum?
Yeah.
And
I'm all pretty much. Gum. It's like what he was like kind of based on.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I know about Duke.
Yeah, that's the guy from what is that movie called? They Live.
Yeah. Look what I found yesterday.
I think that Unsub has that as a shirt, don't they?
Oh, dude, did they make this?
I think so.
This was just going around the internet.
It was on mine too. I'm pretty sure either they had the guy make it or that they like coined it. But
this is
I'm
awesome.
Pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have a shirt of it.
I sent it to like 60.
Yeah,
people.
It's great.
Not anybody in here though.
Wow. Yeah. But
I sent it to like the people that we had the 3.5 inch Doom disc when we came home with it because it was free. Like when you went to a computer show, they were giving them out for free. They were on an orange disc, and it was like This is a new type of video game. And we're like, Doom, what? Then you go home and it's like, oh, you can't install this because you only have 16 kilobytes of memory on your entire computer. You're like, oh, I have to delete everything to include Windows. Like, and now I'm in MS-DOS, like install C drive. Blah, 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 blah. And then Doom pulled up and you're like, whoa. Oh my God. And then my dad tricked me and he was like, hey, if you kick the bodies, you get extra points. I was like, what? So I'm just like going back and forth with the body. I'm like, I can't kick him. I'm not getting the points.
So that's a PC game?
Yeah.
I started with Super Nintendo.
We weren't rich, but.
How was that rich? Was that rich for 1996 to have
Super Nintendo? Yeah, really? No Super Nintendo.
I feel like that was our collective Christmas present.
Yeah,
that,
I mean,
we never had a Nintendo brand to anything.
I do remember like saving. And then I was finally able to buy like Donkey Kong Country 2 for like $50 or $40, which was so much money back then.
Yeah. I remember me and my dad played some football game on Super Nintendo a lot.
Madden?
It may have been some.
It was probably game. Madden.
Yeah. Blitz.
Yeah. It was.
That was later.
That was a little bit later. Oh. Yeah. But then there was a game called Bayou Billy.
Wow.
That I would play on.
Why?
I mean, it was cool
your
as hell.
Your state
dude.
Is so fucking yeah, weird.
I know. I was, cool. I've never
no,
heard of
was
that.
There was no Bayou no. Billy in Toys no. R Us at the fucking
you're gonna, R. You're gonna, in the comments. If you played Bayou Billy on Super Nintendo, give me a frick yeah.
Give us a frick yeah.
In the comments.
In the comments.
Dude, yeah, he's like he looks a lot like Crocodile Dundee, and he's got like the knife, and you're just like, literally, you're in the bayou and you're fighting alligators and like, it's like your girlfriend got took by like gang members or something.
What the fuck?
Gang members are in the bayou?
Yeah, bayou Gee, gangs, dude. And you're like stabbing people.
What console was this?
Super Nintendo.
Oh, okay.
No, it was regular Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
The Adventures of Bayou Billy.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, but yeah.
Looks like
I
a cracked out Tarzan.
I thought like, I wonder,
but I'm wondering now if Nintendo like segregated where they release certain games.
Right. They're like, this will do well in fucking West Virginia.
Holler, pack and save.
Yeah, yeah.
They got Bayou Billy.
I'm fucking riding right by
for $29.99 too. Every other game's $50, but Bayou Billy,
you can have it for a steal. Yeah, it's a good ass game, dude. It had some cool sound effects and stuff.
I remember buying like when Terminator 2 came out. And then they came out with all the action figures.
Oh, fuck.
And like I had the whole set, and one of them came with one of the T-800s with like Arnold's half face ripped off. He came with this like missile launcher arm. And the second I put that missile in, it fired into a plant and I lost the missile. I still think
into
about
a
that
plant?
No.
Yeah.
Like outside?
Yeah, I was like fucking digging for the missile. Like,
damn, dude.
Lost the missile, man. And then for years, yeah, I would look at that fucking missile launcher arm and be like, I don't even have the missile.
So, dude, I still have like all my original Primal Rage action figures. I actually went on eBay to find the ones that my brothers like fucked up or lost. Just so, like, I think I'm missing. No, I think I have the whole collection now. I had like a fan send me like the last missing piece to my collection.
Cool.
But yeah,
damn.
That shit like that's worth. I mean, not that I care, but
I can remember
it's worth so much now.
Like as I was transitioning out of toys, like I was like, you know what? I'm into swords now.
Dude, they used to have these Jesus fucking Christ. Like catalogs back in the day with like battle axes and shit.
Bud
and
K?
I was like, and. They would have like nunchucks. I'm like, oh my God.
Cheaper than dirt and Bud K magazines were the ones that came to me when I was a child. And I was like, what? Maybe toys suck. I like swords now.
And weapons.
And so I can remember as that like was happening, that like time period of me growing. And I just like got my parents to buy me like a bunch of swords. And then I just started chopping up all my toys. I mean, I would like set them up on stuff and I'd have like my samurai swords out and I would just like try to cut them in half.
How
with, like,
old
one
were you?
Thing. It's like... 9.
There so, used to be an old YouTube channel of somebody that would just cut shit with swords.
Yeah, it was like right when I was like, you know what?
You know swords what I'm talking about? Cold steel. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'd be like, I'm going to cut this pig.
Yeah.
Look.
My shit bled together like with like the little green army men and shit. Yeah. I have vivid memories of just being 7, 8, 9 years old, strapping them to M80s,
yeah,
like quarter fucking stick of dynamite, and yeah, just throwing them shits down the storm drain. And like, that was my childhood. It was, yeah, like a combo, yeah, of like, all that, yeah, shit. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I remember we had this like drain pipe that was in our backyard because we had like a spring that ran in the backyard and we had a pipe hooked up to it. We had like extra pieces of it. And I remember what brought it about that I've learned that it would do this, but if you caught it on fire and like held it, it would just like drip like hot plastic, and it would make like a cool, it'd be like, it'd make like a cool noise when it fell. And I would just do that to my toys. Like I had these pieces of pipe that I would like catch on fire and like drip it onto my toys until it slowly caught them on fire, and then just watch them as they slowly melted into nothing. And I would just do that, and like I'd be like slicing some of them with swords while other ones were melting and on fire. And that's literally all of my toys were gone. And then I was a swordman. I was a swordsman after that.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like really grew up.
I took the rabbit cage and I took like 8 bungee cords and I bungee corded it to the wagon, and then I put my brother in it with one pillow.
Yes.
And I fucking pushed him down this giant ass hill, and he probably got up to like 35 miles an hour, and I had the fucking the steering thing from the wagon bungee corded to the thing, and it came undone, and the front wheels went like this, and he just tumbled in this rabbit cage like over and over and over again. And I was like, oh, you should have steered better.
Oh, like, Heather, why fault. Don't you want to do motocross shit with us? It's so
crazy. Dude.
That explains why your brother doesn't read good.
One of the fun things about
yeah, that's fun.
Also living where we did growing up was the slate mines, like the mountaintop removal places, and it would just be like a whole mountain of slate rock where they would dump it from like mountaintop removal. So you'd step on it and you would just like slide. It would just be like a whole mountainside of like,
that's terrible.
So we would get sleds in like the summer, and you could just like ride them down the side of this mountain. It was insane. You would go so fast, and it was terrifying.
I would have died.
I don't know how we didn't die a bunch of times. Remember me and two of my friends got on this one big sled one time. We were riding it, didn't it was like straight up and down. When we got to the bottom, like it had disintegrated, and you're riding.
You're on slate. Yeah. So if you fall off this thing, you're grinding into stone.
Yeah, it hurt. But when we got to the bottom, it was literally just handles left. Like it had disintegrated.
I got hit by a cold truck.
Christ, dude. That reminds me of like the Christmas vacation where they take
it was pretty much like what it was. Yeah, but yeah. Oh, it was so fun.
We went through a phase like where we were like jumping in quarries, you know, kind of like CKY, where like we're going into quarries and like jumping massive jumps, but you're landing in the sand.
Yeah, like, and you're like, oh, this isn't too bad. It's fun. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Hell yeah. Did you ever do that? You ever go to construction sites and jump
No,
shit?
No, I still did. It was shocking. I was doing kind of the same shit I was doing now. I had like, I would take pickle jars and I would empty them and I would put dead snakes and dead birds and like bumblebees and butterflies and
in the
shit.
Same jar.
I'd put them in separate jars and I had a collection of them in my garage. And then I would sometimes find like, if it was like a black widow or a brown recluse or something, I would put it in the pickle jar with like a cotton swab soaked in rubbing alcohol and I would watch it suffocate.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah.
So you pretty much watched ET and then went out and just committed murder.
Dude, my favorite shit was the fucking tweet I saw of that dude that was like, man, me and my friends would have killed ET with hammers. I'll tell you that. And my favorite part was it says tweet deleted.
Dude, I don't know. How do you sleep at night?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of those tweets going around where they're like, man,
you're not worried at all. Listen, like,
I won't collect any human parts because I feel like they're gonna curse me. I feel like they're gonna curse me.
That'll haunt you. Yeah.
If there was like a ghost demon elk in my house, I'd be like, what's up, dude? But if there was like a person, I'd be like, absolutely the fuck.
Sure.
Not.
Yeah. Magical animal spirit in your house. That sounds cool. That sounds like you might get some kind of
unless it's horny.
Yeah. Like it's gonna send you on a fun adventure.
It's like frozen.
Like a horny deer.
It's like a fucking elk.
I was in the middle of fucking.
I'm in the rut.
Just blowing holes through everything. Dude, like,
imagine.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're
having like a
just
weird
fucking worse ghost come everywhere.
Oh, like, no.
You have a wet dream and you wake up and it's a ghost elk fucking you.
No, scarier than that is moose.
What?
A moose will fucking kill you.
Yeah.
A moose will fuck you up.
They're big as giant horses.
They're as bigger than the fucking door. They're so large.
They're big. An angry horse is terrifying.
Yeah, it's a horse with.
No, they're bigger.
It's like a Clydesdale.
They're like,
it's like a
ginormous. They're
with
like, have
horns.
You seen those fuckers walking on the side of the road?
Insane.
Terrifying.
I want nothing to do with it.
Yeah. We should hunt one.
Yes, we should. Let's get us a meet.
That'll be our next one. Yeah.
Yeah. You and I are going to fly somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm going to Alaska to go play with grizzly bears again.
No.
Like, you're going to play with them?
No. No.
I was going to just, you know, witness them from like 30 yards out.
None of the 30 yards. I would, that's, you know, 30 miles.
Yeah.
Get good binoculars.
Yeah. I have those, but I broke them. So now I got to get up close.
That makes sense. Solid logic. Yeah.
Don't allow this.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
You should make like an outfit out of them.
On her,
can you buy like life insurance on other people?
Well, I'm leaving all my life savings to him so I can have a sky burial.
Oh, he's gonna get $30. That's cool.
He's gonna sky burial. What is that, on a blimp?
No, so
good thing you didn't.
Wow.
What if you did like a Viking funeral with a blimp though?
Blimp on a blimp, no. Alex Stein,
Tibetan monks. 99. Tibetan monks strip you naked. They bless your body. They put you on top of a mountain. Animals eat your flesh. Then they collect your bones, pound them into dust, and release it to the wind.
So that's what you want
done. That's way less cool than if we constructed a giant zeppelin and put you in the sky and then shot it down with a Patriot missile.
Like a...
What? You're going to be dead. It's up to all of us.
You're going
to
catapult me into the side of a mountain. I fucking know it.
Or just a brick wall.
Like, you're up, stupid bitch.
Into it. Mr. Beast has a train, and we're going to fucking destroy it.
Oh, my God.
Brought to you by Mr.
Beast. Yeah, brought to you by Feastables.
Okay, acceptable second place. There's a shark tank at my funeral, and people have to watch a shark eat my dead body. I want to
What about... You're on a blimp. We get a Patriot missile.
I don't like the sky. The sky bothers me.
To altitude, and then we just fucking, it just explodes like Independence Day.
Just blood?
Maybe Caleb's in an F4 Phantom and he has to shoot it with
an AMRAM. Why are we assuming that I'm the first one to die?
Do you know your history?
And you got hospitalized by a boat.
More than once.
And an... Okay, listen. All right, fuck you guys.
You know what I think would be a good one? I think maybe just getting launched into space. I think like just being in a capsule and just launch me into space. What if?
That's expensive.
Yeah, I know.
So but
I'm hoping, you know how much fuel it takes to get to space.
I'm hoping I have that kind of money.
You are.
I'm hoping I have that kind of money by the time that comes. So that way, what if some other, you know, foreign life finds me. He's like, shit, yeah, let's bring this guy back to life. Easy. Oh, what, he died? Easy. Beep.
Then you get sucked into back. An eternal and rape universe.
Back. Yeah, but yeah. What if they're bringing you back to life? Because they're like, look at this big meaty fella. Let's fuck this.
Yeah.
Damn, this ain't boom. Damn, this guy
like,
looks.
Oh, I'm back to life. Like,
this thing looks submissive and breedable.
This ain't something I could fuck.
Yeah. Oh, God.
There's three holes in this one.
Holy shit. We don't have no holes. All we got is this cock. We can't fuck each other. We just got cocks.
So
they bring me back to life. They
have 100 million years of pent up aggressions because they've had a cock and haven't had anything to fuck. And you're it.
Yeah. None of them. They don't have
cum receptacle dips on the band.
They don't have nothing to jerk off with, but they can fuck holes, that's for sure.
This space rape brought to you by
brought to you by Feastables.
Yeah, but I come back to life. Maybe it could be a few hundred years of me floating around up there, and then I come back to life and they're like, yeah, dude, your Earth blew up fucking weeks ago. And I'm like, what?
Weeks
ago. Like, who knows?
They're like, why? They're like, we blew it up.
We fucking blew it up, dude.
Yeah. This is so lame.
Yeah, it's so lame.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I mean, who knows? Who knows where
we watched one of your episodes of Blossom. We were like, fuck this place.
This place sucks.
Alien cum receptacle sounds like a Cannibal Corpse song.
Oh, alien cum receptacle. Yeah.
Alien cum receptacle.
That's a nice name.
What if alien cum was super tasty?
And nutritious.
It could be. It probably is.
It hits you in the face. You're like, oh. And then you're like, oh my God, that's like fucking tapioca pudding.
That's
why would your go-to for delicious be tapioca pudding,
it's
you psycho?
Thick as strawberry cheesecake.
What the fuck is wrong with you? tapioca pudding.
What was I going to say? Mayonnaise that's been left in the sun and kind of got chunky?
No.
Yeah, that's
none of
not
these
good.
Are acceptable.
No
answers.
One's like yummy. Mm-mm. Like Cool Whip with a little bit of chocolate mousse.
Damn.
Yeah, you're like,
that's their cum, dude?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Give me some more.
That was awful.
What the fuck?
What's funny is
what
you.
What the fuck?
You've learned this because you've been on the ship for a while, and then like four other people get kidnapped, and they're just in a cage across from you, and the alien comes by, and you just kind of look around, and you're like, ah, ah, ah. They're like, oh my god,
like, holy shit!
Sorry. These it's the best food. It's best
fucking
food
tasty, man. These aliens can't last 10 seconds with me, dude.
This shit is good.
I fucking want it. I want that shit. They can't last with me, brother.
I love how these conversations always circle back to what kind of things you can and cannot fuck. God damn it. Or poop knives.
Yeah.
Oh, God. True. Oh, God. Well, we've done it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have.
We did a lot.
Yes, we did.
A lot of conversing about important issues.
You are now smarter.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank
you
for listening.
Had this conversation.
Yeah. You've learned a lot.
All right, Heather, close us out.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Drink, fuck, come, laugh, you know, do your...
Hell yeah.
That's it. Bye.
Watch my vlogger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Watch my shit. Yeah. Watch my Brandon Herrera fight skit.
Yeah.
I don't... Whatever. Goodbye.